Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you come off of a game last night where I thought the first two periods your team played pretty good. Third period, still pretty good, except giving up those three goals. What did you see in film that your team really needs to work on to make sure Ohio State doesn't get on the scoreboard like that?
Yeah, first of all, Kelly, there were certainly a lot of good things that we did. But the main point watching film was we certainly just weren't consistent in playing the way we needed to play. We talk about being hard to play against, and we pointed out a number of different scenarios where we weren't exactly hard to play against. And again, none of it's skill related. Knowing what your job is, and then going out there and executing, and just being conscious to protect the middle. And we talk about we need to make sure we sprint to spots and get to spots, and not try to float out anticipating a breakout pass or cheat for offense. We need to take care of our home plate area. We need to help our goalies out, and it was just areas where we needed to do that. And there was just a lot of times we'll find effort plays, extra effort plays, and we didn't find a whole lot of those. So again, we just challenged the group. We can be better today. We're going to need to be.
You talk about helping out the goaltender. What things defensively does your team need to do to help out whoever's back there?
Well, like I said, we need to do a better job protecting home plate. If you look at the goals they scored, the first one, we're there, but we're not exactly in the shooting lane. We wind up just screening our goalie. The second one, we kind of left the front of the net open. Our weak side wing did not get to that spot where she needs to be. She was kind of anticipating maybe a breakout pass, and then our defenseman left the front of the net a little early, and it just turns out there's an open player for Ohio State in front of the net. She bangs it home. So those are areas. Obviously, the third goal is a tough one because it was basically a 1-on-4, and we allow her to get off a grade-A shot. She scores on it. And then the fourth goal, again, just not picking up people around the net, turning and looking for pucks. And it's things we've talked about over and over again, and that's the frustrating thing is we talk about it all the time. And now we just said we need to be really, really good at those things all the time if we want to win games in this league.
I don't know how to ask this, but do you think sometimes the defense, because Hannah's been so good over the course of her career, kind of just – expect her to save every puck?
Yeah, well, you never know. Obviously, she's bailed them out numerous times, but again, we talked about that today. It's not fair. That's not fair to her, and you can't keep giving up grade A's, especially against really quality teams with the shooters that like Ohio State has. So, we expect our goalies to make that first save, but man, it's. It's tough when A, you can't see the puck, and B, that they're just right on top of you, and people are left uncovered.
One thing your team did that was fantastic, your centers were awesome on the faceoff dot, winning 30 out of 45, pretty impressive stat there, but you got to capitalize on those faceoff wins, don't you?
Absolutely, Kelly. And again, areas where we talk about bumping off faceoffs all the time, and we won an offensive zone faceoff. Didn't get a bump in two spots, and they break out, and we wind up taking a penalty off the play, and that's just another area where we just showed them, hey, that this doesn't need to happen. We just bump like we're supposed to, and that breakout doesn't happen, and now we're in the offensive zone rather than playing defense.
I talked to Alyssa Watkins after the game, and she said that their goalie was having a little bit of trouble controlling the puck on occasions that your team did get it right on net, and said something about having to be a little grittier out there. Is that something you kind of preach to your team about, just crashing the net?
Oh, absolutely. We say we got to be a blue paint team. That's how we're going to score. We got to have people that are willing to go to that blue paint, crash the net, take our eyes away as best we can, and try to find those rebounds. And Alyssa just missed a couple times yesterday. I think she hit the post once in the third and had another chance. I thought that line in particular, I thought Gino's line created our best chances because they were changing sides in the offensive zone. They were going low to high. They were getting Ohio State to kind of back in and pack it in around their net, and so they were getting opportunities. And now, I think we had about three or four two-on-ones where, A, we either missed the net or we tried to go short side, And those are times maybe we shoot with a purpose. Maybe put it into the pads and look for a rebound and see if we can't create a goal that way.
What is it going to take to beat this Ohio State team?
Well, I think they're going to be better. I think some of those stats, she's certainly going to point out to her team and challenge them to be better in terms of face-offs, get more pucks to the net. But we have to be better today, Kelly, and I think we will be. I think I thought it was a good session today with a video and talking about things we needed to do, and now we got to go out there and execute.
Taking a look at your lineup, I see Abby Thompson. She's going to get her start today?
Abby Thompson's going to get the start today in net, yep. She's been working hard, and again, you know, Hannah's gone 13 straight, and if anybody deserves a break, it's probably Hannah, but, you know, Abby's certainly capable, and I think the team will play hard for her.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.